focus. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Missing Kasama woman found dead. Residents bemoan a state of Gumuka Bridge in Chivombo's 15 miles area. And in African news, are three dead in suspected virus outbreak on Atlantic cruise ship. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 21-year-old woman of Chalovantu village in Chifankole's Mfumo's chiefdom in Kasama district, who went missing on Friday, May 1, 2026, after a misunderstanding at home, has been found dead. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Simonji Mulonda says the incident was reported at Kasama Central Police Station on Saturday, May 2, 2026, at around 14:35 hours. Mr. Mulonda, who identified the deceased as Patricia Mwansa, said the father, Augustine Katanda, aged 51, told police that Mwansa went missing on May 1st after a misunderstanding at home. Mr. Mulonda said the now deceased was last seen leaving the family residence around 14 hours, and her body was discovered the following day about 100 meters from the house. He added that police inspected the body and found no evidence of foul play. Mr. Mulonda says the family has since been advised accordingly regarding burial arrangements are subject to completion of police formalities. The commanding officer has expressed concern over the rising number of sudden death incidents in the province. He urged community leaders, the clergy and other stakeholders to continue engaging residents on positive social values, conflict resolution and the importance of seeking guidance during difficult situations. Residents of 15 miles area in Chivombo district have raised concern over the poor state of Gumuka Bridge, saying it disrupts movements, especially during the rainy season. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Lakson Namalala says the bridge located near Kayosha Secondary School becomes impassable whenever it rains due to flooding. He explains that the situation forces many pupils to miss classes as the bridge becomes dangerous to cross. Mr. Namalala adds that a nearby stream also makes it difficult for residents, particularly pregnant women, to access health services. He stated that the current structure is old and low-lying, making it prone to flooding. Mr. Namalala has since called on authorities to urgently construct a proper bridge and improve the road network in the area.
Nkani ya Gumuka Bridge pafupi na skuru hapa. Time ya rainy season vana siwama enda kuskuru kambili. Kuma pezeka otikafuro takazula vana vama bwerera. There is other road kuli road inangu ingene rapa amzi paja na peve kuli kamumana. Kamumana kamene kabwero briki rapa Gumuka Kakayoshi siwama pita hizi noroba mazimaya vama enda kukliniki vama vumo kulibe na vama onda vama kana vama taxi vama kana chukwa chaochi kama nkala na manzi kulibe bridge. So bridge hiliko ni ya kudara ni ya madown bridge ya pansi. So eve ima zura kulibe motoka ima pita. So na eve bridge kwenzo pempa kuyambira paja pa amzi na peve paliroji meni rojibera kwa mene kuni kwenzo pempa chochi batupangire kwa mabridge haya then ina lodi.
Residents of Asaili chiefdom in Luangeni constituency of Chupate district have welcomed the construction of the first ever Kalunga boarding secondary school. The Minister of Education, through the Zambia Education Enhancement Project, with support from World Bank, is putting up the facility in the area. A community representative says the project includes 12 staff houses, a school hall and classrooms, with works currently at plastering stage and sewer installation. Mushupeki Daka notes that the growing population in Lilangeni makes the school timely, as learners will now access education closer to home. He further explains that pupils who previously travelled to Chediza, Jerusalem, Chikando and Feini will now have shorter distances. He has since praised the free education policy for easing the burden on families.
You know, Ruangeni are very big. Lomba kunotachona ati nchamai kupeze kana school ya hii because lomba olowana wasu tuko tukaralini patali patanya so hivi ni 16 hours mwana wakambata ane kulie chakuti kuna parents urani andi bring katungu pana kwa mwana school then isegwenda enda ma distance ya tati munga kuchadiza kankufeni kuni tachita reduce wana school zeta benefit izai sakapcha wana school andi hivipa so lomba paranga tankaza kuna hichina tankala okondwa kushirangira chintu tankala choti tande chizati tandi atenzo chigani zilarini kwa matenzo la kalaka kutishua muno mchifidomia saini.
A philanthropist has warned individuals are posing as humanitarian workers to stop exploiting charity activities, saying the vice is eroding donor confidence and harming vulnerable communities. The founder of charity Mumvula Hope Foundation says a misuse of resources are meant for the needy has made donors and well-wishers increasingly skeptical about supporting genuine causes. She explains that humanitarian work depends on support from donors, well-wishers and government, but notes that many genuine organizations are now struggling to access assistance due to past scams. Ms. Nomvula has since urged those involved in charity work to uphold integrity, maintain proper records, and treat humanitarian service as a calling, not a source of survival.
The whole way we're doing this is for charity work and they'll give freely. But it's because of the people that were coming, maybe like you are saying, that maybe they're doing it for survival. The people that were coming, they saw that there's this gap in the philanthropy, in the philanthropic world, where okay, so when I just do this, people will come on board to support this, okay, and then they'll come, the money is coming in, instead of directing that to the actual people that are in need. That's where you see other people were benefiting from it, and then you find we've read stories of where donors from abroad will be sending money in, and then the organization they were sending to hasn't literally done anything towards what they were actually contributing to, but you find that they are now living in a lavish way.
And in a related development, Seventh-day Adventist Dorcas Mothers in Dolas Chipulukusu West have continued with charitable works in the community, following the biblical example of Dorcas, known for helping the less privileged. Over the weekend, the Dorcas group supported 10 vulnerable people in Chipulukusu compound, comprising 5 women and 5 men. The beneficiaries received both material and monetary donations worth 3,000 kwacha. Dorcas leader Nanzila Witola says the initiative aims to assist the less privileged in society and was made possible through support from well-wishers.
So today we are helping hand, where we are helping 10 people, and the things that we are helping the people costed us 3,000. The essence of this program is because, first thing first, our work is to help people in the community that are needy. So we took it upon ourselves that today we help people that are in need in the community, and our program has been a success. It has been successful, and we received a lot of support from well-wishers.
Meanwhile, community services leader Naomi Piri says the Dorcas mothers have found fulfillment in serving others, adding that such acts are strengthening the church's presence in the community while spreading the message of Jesus Christ.
we invited 10 people from our community who are vulnerable. The number